Good afternoon, Hopkins Middle School. This is Dr. Ed Harris from San Jose State. My privilege to be here to make some comments on your festival participation. A nice warm welcome from the audience. Okay, good. A little bit less of the accompanimental people. We're tending to overpower the first violins just a little bit. Dee-da-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. So you're a little bit late after the triplet. Dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee- Do-wee-doo-wa-da-doo-wee-doo-wee-doo-wa-da-dee-oo-dee-oo-da. Good. Better. Better. Okay. Okay, I'm not hearing the rhythm accurately in the low strings here. It sounds like it's like with the sustained note. I'm not hearing dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. Yeah, nice job watching your conductor. Yeah, I'd take a little bit more of a lift there. Good, good cadence. Yeah, I need a little to hear the second quarter a little bit more. I almost sounded like a half note instead of two quarter notes. Diminuendo here. Care for the pitch on the E natural. Good. Yeah, I like the separation you're giving to the eighth notes. Da, da, da. So if you give a little separation, we're going to hear this, the emphasis on those just a little bit more. And again, on the cello and bass, I would give just a little bit more separation on the B, ba, 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 ba. Right now, it sounds a little bit like we have a bouncy, sort of a happy upper melodic line moving, and then we have a more lethargic. So if we had bum, bum, bim, bum, 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 I think it would match the style of the upper strings a little bit better. But good. Very nicely done. A hard piece. You did a really nice job on the mixed meters. Moving on. Need just a little bit more viola. Yeah. A little bit more weight on the first of the eighth notes. D, D, D. I think it will give just a little bit nicer feel to the musical line. I would go one dynamic less still in the first violins. think there's a little drone in the cello and bass. That seems to be about right. Yeah, so right now the balance, you've got a balance to the melody. And he's actually written this, that the melody is a mezzo piano. Everyone's at piano. I would maybe even bring the melody up to mezzo forte, keep everyone at piano, maybe the violins at pianissimo, for first violins particularly. Yeah, very nice job with the soloists. Yeah, very nice job. Job. That last note, I would release it on the rest. Ba ti ya ti da 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 left da da. So there's not such a large break there. I play the A a little bit more on the first half note, dee-dom, and then back away a little bit on the half note. You know, you're playing so beautifully. I'd like to see you start to shape these lines a little bit more, because for your age, technically, you're playing extremely well. So you need to start to get a little bit more into the realm of telling the melody, shaping the line, giving a little bit of your own inflection to the melodic line. Careful the pitch here. Lots of vibrato. Yeah, those last tuners to pick up, they lead a little crescendo. Yeah, you know, again, I'd hit in that half note on the next downbeat, just so that we don't have too large of a, there'll be a little bit of a break there, but for me, a 16th is fine. Yeah, start to come up here, start to come up. You got to start your crescendo a little bit sooner. Yeah, these little arpeggiated lines in the cello. Maybe a little crescendo, a little diminuendo coming down, and again, release on the eighth note rest. Ba ba da di da 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 left da da da. Yeah, where you have the smaller line, I'm looking at measure 48. Little crescendo on both of those. I think we undershot that double forte and that fermata before the caesura. So you got to pull a little bit more energy out of that. You know, even if you have to almost free bow on that to get up to that dynamic level that you want. Yeah, very beautiful release. Very nice job on all of the solos. You know, in intermediate groups, It's really hard to be able to rely on people to perform solos adequately. So I'm so proud of what you guys did in terms of the solo work in here. Well executed. I think my only suggestion would suddenly when you're by yourself, it's a different set of dynamics as a soloist, so maybe bring everything up one dynamic. But some really nice phrasing. This particular piece gives you a lot of opportunity to sort of mold lines and play dynamics that aren't printed on the page. I had a hard time grabbing onto the pulse until you got to just into where it says grand. Yeah, I need more of the marcatos, a little bit more of the staccatos. You get off the lone eighth, if you hold it too long, it sounds too legato, and it's actually Mark Marcato. So it's the accents that are going to give this a flavor. Accents are like spices in cooking. They add the flavor, the zest to the music. Yeah, nice. Nice job on the piano. Yeah, da da dee da la da, a little up and a little bit down on that. And then here it can be a little bit more on the espressivo, on the mezzo forte. Yeah, nice crescendo here. Pop, 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 pop. Yeah, you just have a tenuto on the last quarter, no accent. You actually gave it about as much kick as you are the marcato, marking that upside down triangle. Upside down triangle is the sharpest accented note we have in our repertoire, other than maybe a sforzando. Again, the eighth, 2/16 get off the first. Pop, ba da da, pop, 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 ba da. I hear it now. Dee da da da, dee da da, dee da da da. I think if you get off it, we'll have a little bit more of a bounce to it. Yeah. Again, I'm losing a little bit of sense of the rhythmic security here. Yeah, okay, we're all together again. Dut, 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 dut. Again, that last eighth note is just tenuto. I wouldn't kick it quite so much. Up, 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 up. Yeah, I think what happens, you do a great job on the forte piano, but you've got to come up sooner on them. But good, very nice job. Lots of good ideas. especially if you're playing long note. You guys are the ones that can give us more power. So I'm looking right now at 124 and 125. You did a brilliant job on the forte piano, but then you've got to come up a little more. You've got to pull the energy out of that note. The thing I liked is you kept the intensity, the musical drive, the inertia going all the way through the last note. Where we tended to have a little bit more rhythmic problems is when we broke away from the sort of the tried and true pattern that we had. I thought we had a little bit more issue starting maybe 89. 89 through 104 just didn't seem to click quite as well, line up quite as well as the rest of the piece. Good job with the dynamics in general on something like this, especially when you have, you know, a big crescendo one measure and then followed by another crescendo or a diminuendo followed by a forte piano. They're flashing you a lot of dynamics. It's almost like dynamic overload in the piece. So probably as a player, I'd be reading the dynamics almost more carefully than I would be the note, actually. I'd be looking at what style is this. Is this staccato? Is it separated? If it has a cap, is it marcato? But does that have a little bit of a bite to it? The forte piano, when do I start my crescendo after the forte piano, or is there a crescendo? I think one of the things is you delivered the forte pianos brilliantly, but sometimes you didn't come up to the level that was required after that. Some very good playing, though. I mean, you're playing well beyond your years, and I wish a lot of middle school advanced orchestras played material this rhythmically challenging and as well as you did. Great teaching, great playing. You got a great school and a great music program. Keep up the good work, and I expect to hear great things of you later down the road. Thank you for sharing your music with us. Nice job.